Molly.
Urge to visit my hometown. I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny,
my cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there. And they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night. My cousins had their fill. And when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny,
Cousin Vinny show. Hey, B, did you get any sun today or what? I got windburn.
It was really sunny out, and the but it was cool. But it was hot in the sun.
Really?
I had a sweatshirt on, and I was hot.
I ran out twice today. I don't even know where I went, but I ran out. And that was that. I missed somebody who was came to the door. It wasn't nice, but it's going to be 50 degrees tomorrow, and it's like freezing today. So I mean, it's just nuts. And to me, it knocks the shit out of me. The hot weather, cold weather, hot weather, cold weather. It's just. I mean, you don't know how to dress. You don't know how you go to sleep at night. You got your modans on, and then it's hot. It's unbelievable. I want to welcome all our new listeners and our old listeners for being old listeners. But that's cool. is very cool. So what's new down in Florida, Lee? What's going on? Any tornadoes?
Oh, please. No, it's good. It was cool, but it's very, very sunny. I think the space thing was supposed to, we were supposed to be able to see it last night at 6:40, but I didn't go outside.
Yeah, we seen it one time. I think we were riding home from the casino. Yeah, probably riding home from the casino. I mean, where else would we go? We don't go anywhere but the casino or to eat.
What do you mean? We've been to the beach. We go to downtown Delray.
Yeah, well.
And you got your trip. You're going to start packing or what?
No, I'm not packing. I'm wearing a pair of jeans, sport jacket, baseball cap, and that's it. I'm not taking anything. Nothing at all. I'm going to relax, chill out. Actually, Freddie Torsiello is going to Italy the day I arrive. Duffy's in Santo Domingo. Everybody poofed out. Deuce said she wants to see us, but she's like 4 hours away, 3 hours away.
Well, I signed up on Groupon for a boat trip, but I don't know what I did with the paperwork, and I don't know what boat trip I signed up for, but I'll find it.
Okay, no problem.
On Groupon, where
you
get the discount. But I'll find it so that one day.
Discount, I mean, that's what our show's about, saving money, discount. Matter of fact, let's get right into that. People ask me, I don't know how to get on the Spirit Airlines site, but could you please recap some of the problems and the pitfalls and the traps that they impose on prospective flyers?
Well, you know me, I look pretty often, but usually Tuesdays and Wednesdays are the sale. And when you first log in, they have it on the right-hand side. There's a picture, and it advertises $23.99 and $34.99 for non-members. We bought you a membership. Oh, God, how long have I been here? 3 years? 4 years? And so we get on the 23 versus the 34. And the key is everything on Spirit, they charge you. They charge you for a seat. They charge you for baggage. They try to get you a car. They try to get you a hotel. You've got to remember we were doing it. I'm very, very careful because if you don't hit no thank you, which is hidden at the very bottom of the page, you're stuck. Remember, I've been stuck a few times. Like you can't get a seat till you get there, right?
Right.
And they charge like up to $68 for a seat.
When you're checking in at the airport, all you do is put your name in, and it says again, do you have a baggage? Do you have, do you want a seat? No, I'm going to fucking stand. I mean, of course I want a seat, but of course you don't put it. Because if you put it, it's considered preferred seating. I mean, a simple $34 ticket, after you answer 4 questions wrong, your ticket's $150.
Which we have done.
Yes, we've done that. And, I mean, when I'm at the airport, you know, chatting with people and, you know, just bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? By the way, what'd you pay for your ticket? I said $23. $23? I paid $140. That's because they clicked yes. They picked the seat. They said they had a carry-on. They said they wanted preferred boarding. There's only 100 people on a plane, if that. and they start boarding an hour before. What the hell are you going to get on a plane first for? You're going to be on it for 3 hours.
And the thing is, when you're picking, usually after you put your reservation in for the flight you want, it goes, most of the airlines, it goes right to a picture of inside to pick your seat. So it looks like you should be picking your seat. You don't realize that they're going to charge you until it's too late, because the no is way at the bottom of the page in little print. So,
and
you know, every
thing,
other flight, you pick your seat.
And another thing, people do not realize, when you board the plane, you sit down. They fasten the seatbelts. They take off. As soon as that belt sign goes off, you could sit anywhere you'd like. They usually make an announcement or, yeah, because people sometimes go to the back of the plane and they put the armrests up and they lay down. So all of that, you know, why pick your seat through them? You pick your seat yourself and you go. I mean, I bring a bunch of goodies and I start eating, and that's it. I wouldn't buy shit on a plane. Forget about it. They charge you an arm and a leg.
And we booked your ticket, so you'll be there in how many days, Ben?
I have no idea. The 26, 27, 28. 11 days.
Okay.
I'll be already there at this time.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And we got it for $23.99.
Now, that's saving some cash. I mean, come on, the cab to the airport costs $75.
My
so
park in
I
the
got,
car at the airport cost me more than $23.99.
Well, you still don't listen to me. And it's another way to save money. If you have disabled parking, handicapped parking, you could park at any airport or state facility for a minimum amount of money. You never have to pay the amount. Unless, of course, you want to go through the machine, or you could wait 5 minutes and save $20 by paying. Like I used to fly out of Newark Airport and be gone for 2-3 days, and I only paid $18 for 3 days. And then you pay them out, because usually people use those spots that are away for a week, 2-3 days, and they leave their car there in the handicap, and they pay $25. So, but if you're going to park temporarily, I would just park in any kind of parking, and that's cheap.
Well, I don't know how I would block the sun path, because I have a permanent one on my windshield. So when I go through that parking thing, it picks the sun path up. That's why I get stuck. No, it doesn't come off the new one.
Well, you put it on, right?
Yeah. But it's not one you can take on and off. You'll look in the
car. You take
it
off,
and
you put it in your glove compartment.
It's
got to come off. They didn't glue it on.
Well, you will see if you can get it off. I can't.
I would definitely get
it
off.
It's a new one. You haven't tried on this one.
I ordered one.
Well, maybe a hurricane will blow it off.
Yeah, well, you never know. You just never know. But let me do something here. Remember your pets. Remember, if you have a pet that's not feeling too good, may have a toothache, may have an ingrown toenail. You know, that could be very bad for an animal. a toothache, an ingrowing toenail. I mean, I went to school for Furrier once, and we used to do a lot of charity work for people. Furrier is horseshoeing. And we went to do a pony, and his hoofs looked like, you ever see the genie, I Dream of Genie, they wear those shoes with the hooks on them? His feet looked like that. You know, the nails just, they were like 2 feet long. Now that's friggin' neglect. We had to actually saw it off. But Dr. Tony, VIP Animal Shelter in Elizabeth, New Jersey. The number is 908-289-7387. 908-289-7387. And we got that done with. Let's see. I don't know. They're talking about, well, I don't know if anybody has any questions about the airline thing, but of course, you got to join the Frequent Flyer Club, which is a minimum amount of $50. But if you fly regularly, you know, if you fly 3-4 times a year, it's worth it. If not, pay the extra $10 and pay the regular fee. But it's pretty cool. It entitles you to some things. But that's about it. I'll save money. I mean, there's a million things, but I really don't want to divulge them because then it would impose on me. Now, there's a lot of things also that they say satisfaction guarantee, money back if you return. You could bring back anything. Anything. I mean, I'm a fanatic. When I buy aerosol cans and the liquid doesn't come out of the can and I'm stuck with a half a can or a quarter of a can, I bring it back. I say, I want another one. I said, how am I supposed to get this out? Break a hole in the thing and shake it out? And they usually give me another can. I mean, you know, I'm paying for it, but it's in the goddamn can.
Well, I save receipts. You know I'm crazy that way.
Yeah, well, you know, they hit you with that all the time. Well, you got the receipt. No, I don't want that. I don't want money back. I want something equal or replace it so I can get that other quarter of a can out of it. You know, I'll just use it and use a quarter of a can and bring it back to you. That's what these dollar stores do. I mean, I ran into a kid the other day at the doctor. He said at Rite Aid dumpsters. He was no kid. He might be about 50-some years old. He said Rite Aid dumpsters. You go in there, they have cereal, cat food, litter. You know, when something's left on the counter, or say if somebody buys something and brings it back, they throw it out. This kid had a trunk full of makeups, vitamins. He gave me litter, cranberry juice, and I don't even know. I don't know. But you know me, I took it. I take anything. But,
yes.
yeah, sure. I take it all.
From the movie
Remember
set.
The time I took about two cases of water from the movie set.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell? They throw the shit out anyway.
I think that was the one where we've shown the picture where you and I are on the bridge and you can see the World Trade Center.
I think that one is where you got the two cases. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But the Oscars is allowing you to bet on the Oscars. Lady Gaga is a presenter. And one of the bets are, what color will her hair be? Blonde,
oh, geez,
white, brown, black, red, green, purple, or blue, or pink. And they all have different odds. 6-1 for green hair. Purple hair and blue hair is 8-1. Pink hair is 10-1. Okay, what color will the best actress be wearing? Golden, yellow, white, or green? And you can actually bet. And you could bet, I believe it's in Vegas that has all these crazy bets. Sylvester Stallone is nominated for something. And the bet is, will Sly Stallone lift both arms like Rocky if he wins?
Oh, my God.
That's a bet. Yeah, they're nuts. They're free. I mean, that's what happens when you got too much money. You know, you bet on this crazy stuff. But I got some news for you. Our governor, who before he was governor, just put Italians in jail. He was a federal prosecutor. And he's backing Donald Trump. So,
yep.
It's about the first thing, smart thing that he's did. Yeah, he's banking Trump. I mean, he didn't have shit anyway. Yeah, no.
They talking about it on the news. It's a very big thing with him doing that.
Well,
being
all
a
right,
governor.
Christy. Well, I mean, in all honesty, I feel he should, because Trump is a New York, New Jersey kind of guy. I mean, Trump invested a lot of money in the metropolitan area, and anything that benefits the metropolitan area that Trump does will benefit Christie. So if he becomes president, not if, when he becomes president, Donald Trump, you know what? All the haters of Donald Trump, now is your opportunity to leave this to be beautiful country. I mean, they're making a squawk. Somebody posted the thing about the Times saying that Key Largo, he's hiring minorities.
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago. Key Largo is the movie. Mar-a-Lago.
And an island.
Yeah, well, first of all, white kids won't do that kind of work. They will not do that labor kind of work. White guys will not do it. And you know what? Don't blame Trump. It's all those big rich people playing golf. They want their greens trimmed. So what's he going to do, go out and cut it himself? Nope. Get a few Mexicans. I mean, come on, we're not dummies. When you're in a hotel business and high buildings and all of that, usually the people who service them are minority people. So, you know, and Trump owns a ton of things. Hey, cut the bullshit. I got these two cats fighting. All right, come on. One cat.
They're fighting?
Yeah, they're fighting. Because Bear tries to get, Bear is like a giant bush cat. And he wants to kiss Smoochie, who is an old cat. And, what are you gonna do? She don't like that. She don't like to be manhandled. Well, she's a girl and he's a man, so she don't like to be manhandled. That's what happens. You know what happens? He goes over and he kisses her on her eyelids and on her head and her ears, and any kisses or any paws or, and then, she, you know, cats, they get upset. They don't like to be messed with sometimes. So, and then she strikes a pose, but she weighs all of 4 or 5 pounds. Bear's got to be 10 pounds, 12 pounds maybe. But I gotta play referee.
Yeah, won't be the first time.
Nah.
I mean, you had Dee Dee.
Yeah. Let me see what I got. I got a few notes here, page 11. Oh, man, did you see that story about that cat, the pussycat? He got lost in Minnesota. He showed up in Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, no cat's going to walk that friggin' far. I don't give a shit. You know,
he must have
just
gotten in somebody's bag somewhere on a bus or a plane or something.
Naples, Florida. It takes about 22 hours to reach Florida by car. But from Wisconsin, 1,484-mile journey lightly takes 2 months. Well, they're saying 2 months because the cat was gone 2 months. A cat, his name is Nadia, was a Russian blue cat. I don't even know what the hell a Russian blue is, but he was from Minnesota, and they found him in Florida. I don't know. He must have jumped in somebody's car or something. You know what I mean? He can't walk that. That's too far to walk, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he must have snuck in a truck or something.
Or he could have climbed under the engine or something. I don't know. Them cats, they find a way.
Yeah.
They find a way. Where we drove. Oh, let me see what I got here. I got tons of things here to talk about. But, a ship got stuck off the coast of New Jersey. The Coast Guard had to go down and scoop them up because it was only in maybe 4 feet of water. The ship got grounded, but it was so cold yesterday that the people would have froze. They would have died of hypothermia. Hypothermia is bad. That's why I don't like to go out when it's cold. Don't like to go out when it's cold. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, who I like, the guy. I seen him once or twice on a movie set. He's a big boy. He ain't no small guy. Leonardo's a big boy. He's a little beefy guy. Not a little beefy guy. He's a tall, beefy kid. He was nominated 5 times, but I think he's going to nail it this time.
Well, they had a thing on who has had the most nominations.
Oh, geez, I have no idea.
And this one surprised me because it was John Williams, who does the music, you know?
First of
all his songs were usually hits.
Right.
You know, Star Wars, and he wrote all of them.
Right. Well, they have all little bit T-bits and stuff, but I really, I'll just tune in Sunday. I think they go on at 6 o'clock Sunday. And sit back and have my macaronis and watch the awards. Well, I'm
today,
curious to I'm curious to see how Chris Rock is going to handle this.
Well, they should be serving pistachio nuts because today is pistachio nut day.
Really?
Yep.
Well, do you save any money if you tell the store clerk it's pistachio?
Right. Yeah, they should give you. Remember when we thought we found a bag of inexpensive pistachio nuts and you grabbed it, but you thought it was $6 and it was $16?
Yeah. Well, I don't look that good. I got syrup on the table. I got to bring it back to ShopRite. I mean, I used it twice, but the first time I used it, I thought maybe my taste buds were off. But then I looked at it. It said sugar-free Hershey's chocolate.
Oh, you don't like sugar-free. Right.
Yeah, but how do you have sugar-free Nestle's Hershey's chocolate?
They have all kinds of candy now that's sugar-free. It's not that it's sugar-free. They use a different form of sugar. Sugar alcohol or, you know, those other types of sugar. That's and it's worse. But sugar-free is really not sugar-free if you look at the ingredients. There is some type of sugar in there. They called it something else.
Okay.
Okay. You got it. It's fake.
Well, I'm a little tired, if anybody knows. Oh, I'm going to mention something the other day. I posted something. I can't be too specific on this, but I went somewhere and I seen a young man and had a few words with him, and he was wrecked. He wasn't drinking. It was definitely drugs, and it was heartbreaking. And I said, and I mentioned something on Facebook about, you know, I was disappointed to see this kid like that. But, you know, people, that's why it's bad. It's bad. And you know who suffers? The parents, the family suffers. And, I can't get into any more. I shouldn't have even brought it up, but I can't get into any more detail without spilling the beans and people would know who it is or have an idea. But, well, you know who you are. You know who I seen the day I went up. You know who you are. Mother knows who you are. Please, get help. Call me if you'd like. I'll get you help.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot of people help. At least tried to.
Of course, yeah. Well, I try because you never know. I mean, drugs have hit probably in some form every family. I mean, you know, not your brother, not your sister, not your mother, not your father, but we do not realize, you know, you don't know what your cousins are doing. And, you know, I am shocked when I hear my cousin's kids have their problems. When I knew them, they were babies. Or I didn't even know who they were. And then I come to find out. Nobody's immune. Nobody's immune to drugs.
And today is International Stand Up to Bullying Day. That's a big one, too.
Well, I watched a good movie. If anyone within the sound of my voice could rent the movie Saint Vincent with Bill Murray. Saint Vincent. It's a dramatic movie. It's good. And it's fantastic. It's a terrific movie. It's called Saint Vincent. much
it about?
What is it about? It's about a guy whose wife's in a nursing home, and she's sick, and a lady moves in next door to him, and he's got a crazy Russian girlfriend, and his wife's sick in the hospital, but he's got a crazy Russian girlfriend who has a baby. The neighbor that moved in next door, he offers to babysit, and she calls him, but he takes the kid to the bars, and he takes the kid to the racetrack. It's just a fantastic movie, because it's called St. Vincent, and I'm not joking because my name is Vincent. It's called St. Vincent because the kid's mother breaks her ass working two jobs to put him through Catholic school. And one of the assignments in the Catholic school is to, if you were going to name somebody a saint, why and who would you name? So he named his babysitter because he won the Congressional Medal of Honor and because he was in Vietnam, he saved a bunch of people, and because he was always giving and he met all the qualifications of a saint. So it's called St. Vincent. Seriously, get it. It's a very good movie, St. Vincent. And I seen another one with, what's his name, Ben Kingsley, where he pregnates someone and the son finds out that he was going out with the mother, and he confronts Ben Kingsley, and there's a wonderful, beautiful story around that. But I forget what it is. The son holds him down and takes a cotton swab out from his mouth and forces, you know, one of those tests. And it was, you know, it was pretty cool. Ben Kingsley didn't want to give up his career because he had something to do with the ballet, and he was going to go to Austria, and he told the wife, look, man, you know, I can't take care of a kid. I got a career here. But kid became 18, 19 years old. The mother contacted Ben Kingsley and said, hey, look, man, you know, I want to send a kid to college. Ben Kingsley gave her $50,000 for the college education. But I'm going to tell you the punchline. After the big squabble and a fight, and really heavy movie, it comes back that when Ben Kingsley is going somewhere and they're driving him to the airport, the cell phone rings, and it's the DNA lab saying that Ben Kingsley wasn't the father. Okay, I guess Ben Kingsley was not the father. So all of that big rock-a-mo-ro one for another. Well, now that I discovered after 3 years of paying $200 a month, I discovered how to use all of these channels. I'm watching some really cool movies. You know what I'm saying?
Very good.
You don't have to see movies. I mean, I had a beautiful person. She was 83 years old. Well, she's still 83 years old. And she moved in across the hallway from me. And her name was Terry. Her name is Terry. And we started talking, and then one word led to another. I was going in, eating, you know, she'd save me some, hey, I bet you like this, and I used to eat over there every other day, and she broke her back, literally broke her back by simply bending over.
Well, you forget my mother.
Yeah, but you know what happened? I mean, come on. The lady was fortunate enough to get Section 8, which means the state was paying her rent. She was on a fixed income. You know, she had a beautiful apartment, all new, everything. Her mother, her daughter, probably, and son-in-law made sure she had really nice stuff. And she went to the emergency room. They ran some tests on her. Since she broke her back, they put her in rehab. Now they're putting her in a nursing home. But her apartment, it breaks my heart when I think of it, is like bare, empty. The lady didn't even see her. She didn't live there a year. She was there 3 months. She lost her two sons, and she has a daughter. She lost her two sons. So, I mean, it upsets me to think of an 83-year-old woman burying her sons. She and her husband died. And got to enjoy life while you can. Seriously, you got to enjoy life while you can, because it could be over. You know, I always complain. I complain about everything and anything. But, you know, I can't complain. I mean, I complain. I say I complain on social media. Then somebody says hello to me, and I ask them how they're doing, and they'll say, yeah, I'm on dialysis. I got hepatitis. I say, holy shit. Wow. So I guess if you look, you'll see somebody that is worse off than you. Facts on pad. Pad. Yeah. I get those. You know what's great, too, to save money? When you get those AARP books or Meridian
AARP.
Health. Yeah, AARP. Whenever you get any kind of material like that, it's very smart.
They give a lot of discounts.
Yeah, I know that. But here's a fact for you. One in two Americans has or may soon develop diabetes. How do you like that?
Well,
exercise programs may improve your bone health. Java habits may improve colon cancer survival. How do you like that? Does your cup of morning joe have cancer fighting powers? Maybe it might. I have my information here for your horoscopes, and I gotta re-find it. I gotta find it.
Well, while you're finding it, if you're going to talk about health, Monday is a very important day for me because it's Rare Disease Day.
Rare Disease Day, which
all over the world, there are so many diseases that they still don't know anything about, and they don't know how to identify and treat and cure millions of them, and that's our day, Monday.
Okay, all right.
Mine is
cool.
Yep, is one of those rare diseases.
All right.
So that's my day, Monday. Good.
All right, your day Monday. And I'll read your horoscopes.
Okay.
You will have to make a number of quick decisions over the next 24 hours. And they are more likely to occur here we go again. I gotta get up. You know I gotta go. I gotta go on the light. You know, oh man, you know, I gotta walk over to the light. Okay, Cancer, you will have to make a number of quick decisions over the next 24 hours, and they are more likely to be correct decisions if you trust what your instincts tell you. Don't worry if some people make fun of your ideas. The joke is on them. Okay?
Okay.
I guess you didn't hear me.
Yes, I heard the whole thing.
Okay. I'll read Scorpio. If you rise to the challenges that face you today, you will find ways to turn them to your advantage. Family ties will also work in your favor, so let loved ones and relatives know what you're up to and what it is you need. Yep. I guess I'm going to, well, my sister told me to come over. She made extra dinner, and I won't have to cook. I made beautiful gravy, but she made sausage and peppers. So I only have to go 3 or 4 blocks. I may go and just pick some up, and that's it. But, I don't know. Since we've been doing the show once a week, my God, it seems like we're doing a show every day now. Oh, my God. Then we fly by.
We made a mistake, so people are going to see his show yesterday posted, but there's nothing on it.
Yeah, well, you know, you're entitled to make a mistake.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You should be able to make a mistake once in a while. But,
right.
You know what? I gotta play a song because March is coming, and I like this song.
Thank you.
Trump today?
Yeah, well, he has to. I just was saying it on the air. I said, he's the governor of a metropolitan state, and Trump is basically a metropolitan guy.
Right.
He has to back him.
Yeah, but when they show some of what he said to him during debates, how can somebody endorse somebody after the things they said to them? I mean, unless he promised him a deal if he gets into the White House.
Oh, of course, there's some deal.
Sure. You're going to make him Supreme Court. You're going to make him the head of McDonald's.
Come on the court.
Man.
Yeah, give him a lifetime job. I don't understand. Why do they get jobs for life?
I don't know. The only thing life I get is go to prison for life.
Oh, God.
That's the only life I'm going to get. A good friend of mine got a lifetime job as a Superior Court judge, and it entitles him to have a chauffeur,
driven
automobile, but he doesn't use it. He drives himself or he takes the bus. But he's my age. He's a Superior Court judge. He's been a Superior Court judge for about 15, 20 years now. And it's a lifetime position.
Uh-huh. Lifetime position. I don't get it. Why? Why do they give it to them for life?
Well, you know, why? Because
yes,
they should give it to them for 20 years so somebody else could have a shot at it.
Well, why does the president only get 8? But a judge gets lifetime. They could screw up too. I don't understand anybody, any job for the working for the government should get lifetime.
Well, you know, when these laws were made, the average man lived to be in his 50s. But now the average age is probably in the 80s. So you got an extra 30 years of a job being, I mean, really, these jobs, these people, I mean, I see these old people working, they're in their 80s, and, you know, God bless them, but come on, man, that's why there's no jobs. They got these old people working till the other day we're on a parkway talking about old people. There was a guy in front of us. He must have been doing 30 miles an hour.
Well, they don't belong on the road.
Well, they should have it where the law is able to snatch their license right on the spot and tell them to go home.
Why don't they just make it a law that anybody over a certain age has to take a driver's test again? Not the written, the road. And then see if they can handle the road.
Bet this guy was doing 35 miles an hour.
And what was
the speed limit?
Was
doing 70. Everybody was doing 70. He was doing 35.
Was it on the parkway or the turnpike?
Yeah, on the parkway.
My God. 35. Ooh, wow. Oh, God. Well, nothing you could do about it except pass him.
You know, I'd rather him doing 35 than 135.
Oh, yeah. Yep. How's the weather there?
Oh, it is cold. It's since yesterday, it was freezing.
But you had a warm-up earlier in the week, didn't you?
We had a warm-up yesterday afternoon. It was pretty warm, in the high 40s. But then, like, it dropped to 19 degrees.
Oh, my God.
We had a 30-degree drop in the weather.
Wow.
I mean, it's so cold at night that you gotta get under the spread, the blanket, and the sheet.
Okay.
I mean, it's cold.
Do you have control over heat in your apartment, or does the landlord?
Oh, the landlord.
Oh.
Does she give you enough heat?
No, it gives the minimum amount, though. You know, it says 64. It is 64 to the T.
Oh.
But
I never liked when the landlord was in charge of anything.
No.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not doing nothing. Nothing at all. Probably going to cook. Matter of fact, I got to get to my sister's. I got to keep everything. I was up this morning, 5:45, making gravy.
Wow.
Well, I had the meatballs made from last night. So I just, you know, making gravy. I opened friggin' 2 cans, poured them in the pot, put basil in there, and let it simmer for 2 hours, hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
But my gravy's made. I got to put that in the refrigerator. I don't know. I got a whole bunch of food. I got them them beans, gonzo beans I made, the salad with them.
Yeah.
I got
gonzo beans. Chickpeas.
Yeah, I got to keep them. I got to just straighten up. You know, I can't, God forbid I drop dead, at least everything will be all kept in the refrigerator.
I want to know how Lee gets you those cheap airfare. She better do that for me when I have to go to New Jersey. I'm going to beat her up.
Oh, yeah. No, it's hard, Beth. Seriously, we paid our share of expensive tickets. Because
that's all I ever paid was expensive tickets. I'd like to have my share of cheap tickets now.
Well, if it isn't for you guys paying the expensive fares, I won't be able to get the cheap fares.
Well, give me notice when you want to go, and I will get you a cheap fare.
Okay. As soon as I find out when graduation is.
It's really hard.
Because I got graduating at the same time. And from
the same. It's hard. My sister's friend, who is an attorney, said, well, how do you get the cheap tickets? I tell him, look, when you want them, let me know, and I'll book the flight, and you just give me the money, because you won't do it. The no button when you go to answer these questions is like way on the bottom that like nobody
it's
will
hidden.
Ever say.
It's hidden.
Well, she knows the way to do it.
I sure do.
She sure does.
You know what? We should open a travel agency.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
If you make $25 on each ticket and book, you know, book a round trip ticket, so instead of it costing you $300, it'll cost you $200, and you get your rent for booking it.
Hmm. That's a good business on the side you could do, Lee.
That is
true.
Yeah,
I bet you
that
could.
That is true.
Yeah, you don't have to go and get your license for it. Just
I went to school
neighbors.
To be a travel agent.
Huh?
I went to school to be a travel agent a long time.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you did everything.
Yes, I did.
Right.
I have a certificate.
She didn't do what I did. I went to school to be a farrier.
A farrier?
I didn't say a fairy. I said a farrier.
That's what I said, a farrier.
I think a fairy is better. Since it's fairy tale day today.
Fairy tales.
You got about 10 seconds, guys.
Did you say that Alice is moving on the 31st or she's leaving?
Yes.
She sold?
Yeah, she sold.
How fair.
All right, ladies.
Okay, enjoy your meatballs and pasta and all the other goodies you got. And go to the store and get me some M&Ms.
Yeah, I'll bring them now. The only thing, they were in a dumpster overnight.
Oh, God.
I don't want them. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Beth, I'll talk to you later. And Vinny,
okay,
the
you
same
all have
thing.
A good weekend.
Everybody
bye
have
bye
a good
everybody.
Weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.